Well, this morning, I hope to get you hungry because I want to talk about come and dine. But we're going to read from John 21, 1 to 17. John 21, 1 to 17. So it says, later Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there, Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, Nathanael from Canaan in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. Well, we'll come too, they all said. So they went out in the boat, and when they caught nothing all night, at dawn Jesus was standing on the beach, but his disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, fellows, have you caught any fish? No, they replied. Then he said, "When throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat and you'll get some." So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he stripped for work, jumped into the water and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only about 100 yards from shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over charcoal fire, and some bread. Bring some of the fish you just caught, Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore. There was 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. Now come and have some breakfast. Or as the King James Version says, come and dine. Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. And then Jesus served them the bread and the fish. And this was the third time Jesus had appeared to disciples since he had been raised from the dead. And after breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, Peter replied, you know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said, you know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. A third time he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. And he said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, then feed my sheep. Lord, we just pray for your blessing upon your word here this morning. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning I just want to share with you the wonderful invitations of Scripture to come and dine, to come and have fellowship with God, to come and spend time with God, to come and stay a while, even to have a meal with your God. You see, the Bible is filled with invitations to come and share a meal with God. Jesus especially used these kinds of invitations to suggest getting to know one another better in a non-pressured environment. Jesus used these times not just to minister to physical needs, but also to minister to spiritual needs. Often Jesus used the opportunity to speak to those who were present and also to experience an intimacy with the people who had gathered. Sometimes that led to heart conversations. Sometimes that led to Jesus speaking into a person's life. Sometimes that led to healings and miracles. Sometimes that led to teaching times. And sometimes it was just simply about being together and getting to know one another better. You know, Jesus is really interested in each and every one of us. And he wants to know about all the details of our lives while sharing about his desires for us as well. Jesus wanted his disciples to know that he desired more than, you know, just taking that step to believe in him, but to go further and have a relationship with him. And that is for us as well, that Jesus wants us to go beyond the part where we say, I believe in Jesus, but to have that relationship and that experience with him. And over again, Jesus invited people to have a meal with him, a non-threatening environment, to take some time to spend together, not to be in a hurry, and to just to relax around a meal and enjoy one another's company and where conversation could take place. And that's still true today. Jesus is calling us to come and spend time with him, to not be in a hurry, but to take some time and spend it with them and have a conversation. where ministry and fellowship can happen. You can tell them about all the things that are troubling you. You can tell them about your dreams and your desires. And at the same time, Jesus can share his heart for you and what he desires to see happen in your life and bring direction in your life, bring comfort to your life. And the atmosphere is a friendly atmosphere. It's a non-pressured atmosphere, not just enjoying one another's company, you know, but it can be like that. It can be having a meal together, having a coffee together, having a talk as friends, and just spending time with one another. And I really sense that God is wanting me to share with you, to tell you of that desire that God wants to spend time with you. And in a friendly conversation, he wants to know you. He wants to know you better. He wants you to share your heart, and he wants to share his heart with you. Now, I realize we all live in a world where everything is go, go, go. And we're busier than we should be. And sometimes that busyness can interfere with our time with God. And God is reminding us that he desires time with us. He desires relationship with us. He desires to be friends with us. He desires to have a conversation with us, just as though we were sitting at a table and having a meal together as friends. And so he's inviting us to come and dine. Come and have a meal together. Let's have a talk as friends. And it's this theme that's seen throughout Scripture of an invitation to come and spend time with God, just like as if you were responding to an invitation. You were responding to a barbecue to come and be with some people. You were responding to an invite to lunch or breakfast or supper. And God just wants to talk with you. He just wants to have fellowship with you. He just wants to converse with you, where you can talk to him and he can talk to you. And he values that. He desires time with us, and he wants to meet with us, speaking good things into our lives. It's not a thing where we should be scared to talk to God, but should be something that we look forward to, because God wants to be a personal God to us, a God that we know, a God that we can have fellowship and relationship with. And just to stress that point, I really want to look at this, some of these wonderful invitations of Scripture where he does invite us, come and dine with him. And I really sense that God is wanting to have a time of close fellowship with each and every one of us. I feel that for myself, and I do feel that for all of you, that God is desiring to have a close fellowship with you and to spend time with you. And to do that, we need to respond to the invitations to come, to set aside some time, to get to know one another better, to get to know Jesus better. And so that's what we're going to do here this morning, just take a look at some of these scriptures this morning, and then we're going to go into a time of communion to end the service. So when we look at an invitation like the one we've seen here in this passage, we see Jesus invites the disciples to come have a meal. There's an invitation that God is giving to each and every one of us. Come and dine. Come and have a meal with me. Come and have a fellowship with me. John 21:12 says, "Now come and have some breakfast," Jesus said. Now the disciples, they didn't dare to ask, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. But I like that King James rendering a little bit better, where it says, instead of come and have breakfast, come and dine. Because the Lord invites us many times, not just early in the morning. He might invite you at noontime. He might invite you in the evening time to come and spend a time with him. And so he's inviting his disciples here to come and have a relaxing, a non-threatening time of fellowship and communication, just having a meal together with some fish and some bread. Now, this was a very common practice of Jesus, to invite people to a meal or to attend a meal with others. And you will note as you read the Gospels that there are many occasions where Jesus sat with people over a meal. In fact, the Pharisees often accused Jesus of fellowshipping with sinners like tax collectors because he attended banquets with them. And Jesus would always use these occasions to speak truth, to minister to the people who had gathered there and often taking special attention to the host of the banquet. We also see Jesus using these opportunities, using a meal when he ministered and taught people the truth, the scriptural truth. We can think of the gathering where there's 5,000 people that had gathered to listen to Jesus. There was a meal that was provided. When there was a crowd of 4,000, again, a meal was provided. So Jesus recognized that these occasions help people to relax, to be more open to hear the gospel message, and to be more open to a personal conversation and a personal teaching moment. We see that during these meals, healings took place, miracles took place. So one should be definitely paying attention. If Jesus is inviting you, if you're feeling the tug of the Holy Spirit on your life, recognize God has something good for you. Something good is going to come out of that encounter. We can also think of the Last Supper, where Jesus gathered with his disciples before his crucifixion to take some time. They were celebrating a Passover meal. And little did they realize at the time that Jesus was going to become the fulfillment of that meal, that he was going to become our Passover lamb to take away our sins. So at this meal, this Passover meal, Jesus shared with them the details of what was about to happen, even referring to his betrayal, referring to the denials of faith by the disciples. So he took the opportunity again to teach them, to converse with them, to prepare them. And he also introduced to us a part of a meal that we're to participate in even today, of which we will be a little bit later, which we call here in our church, we call it communion. Mark 14, 23, 24. And it says, as they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. And then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, take ye, for this is my body. And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. And he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice for many. And as we read further in this scripture, this is a practice that we are to continue in until the Lord returns. And so when you think of that, when we come around the communion table, we are to commune. We are to have fellowship with God. It is supposed to be a time where we talk to God and also where we open up our ears that we might hear God talking to us. We're to do this in remembrance of them and to keep doing it until he returns. 1 Corinthians 11:26. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again. So when you think of communion, it's another come and dine. And in every come and dine, there's always something that we receive. That's what it's about. And so I think it would be really good for us to take some time and focus on what God might say to us during these times when we celebrate communion. Because again, meals with Jesus are always opportunities for discussion and opportunities for miracles. And we can say, you know, what's on our hearts, we can speak, and he can also speak to us. You know, sometimes we worry about the clock. What time is it? When we should be just saying, you know what, I'm just going to take these next few moments and I'm just going to concentrate on Jesus. I'm just going to bring to him things that are pressing in my life and I'm going to talk to him and I'm going to see what the Lord has to say to me and how he can speak into my life. So it's good to take this time of communion seriously because it really is, it's part of a meal. Now we could also talk about many other occasions throughout scripture where there's an invitation to come and dine. But I want to finish with this one last scripture. It really is definitely one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Revelation 3:20, it says, look, I stand at the door and knock. That's Jesus speaking. He says, if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. And that call is still going out today where Jesus is inviting us, come and dine. And remember, this was written to the church. Now, it can be applied to anybody, but the context was actually to the church, where he's speaking to Christian people and saying, come, open the door. I am knocking at your door because I'm desiring to have fellowship with you. See, God has a great desire to talk with us, to have fellowship with us. And he's wanting to do that in our lives. I believe even more so today. It's a friendly conversation. Remember, he says, I want to come to you that we might sit down together as friends. You know, sometimes we kind of pull back from God because certain things may be happening in our lives, and God is saying, look, let's come together as friends. We're friends here. Let's have a discussion here. And again, Jesus is wanting to have a conversation with us. He's wanting to minister to us. He wants us to have a relationship with him. This, you know, sometimes we just take that place of Christianity. Well, I believe in Jesus, and, you know, that's good enough for me. Well, Jesus wants you to go further than that and have relationship with him. He's wanting us to take some of our time out of our busyness and have a personal time with him, setting aside time to, just as we would set aside time to have a meal, that we would set aside time and have that fellowship with him. Because there's food that he gives us that is far greater than any physical food that we can eat, but spiritual food that will strengthen us and nourish us. So invitations are plentiful in Scripture where Jesus is inviting us to come and dine, come have fellowship, come receive counsel, come receive teaching or direction or comfort that you need. Come. Which leads us to our next point of, that's what Jesus is saying to us, the response. What's our response to be to this invitation to come and dine? It's simply, come. Come, accept the invitation. Open the door. Welcome that time with him. Don't be afraid of that time, but welcome it. John 21:12 says, now come and have breakfast. That's what Jesus says. King James Version, as I said, it's kind of where I got my title from, says, come and dine. I have a table prepared for you. You know, you can even go back into the Old Testament, Psalm 23, the shepherd's psalm. What does it say? I prepare a table before you, even in the presence of your enemies. There's a table God has prepared for you that's going to help you. It's going to strengthen you. He wants you to come and dine. So our response needs to be to come. Make time. Spend time with Jesus. Accept his invitation. Open the door and come in where you can have that talk with God. Share your deepest concerns, hurts, questions, whatever might be going on in your life that you might share and then receive the counsel and that help from God that you need. You know, from Old Testament and New Testament, this is a proper response to God's invitation to come and dine. I like the response of the psalmist in Psalm 27:8, and it says, my heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I'm coming. And to me, I'm thinking like, that's exactly how we need to be. When we hear that touch, when we feel that in our conscience that the Lord is drawing us and wanting to talk to us, we need to say, Lord, I'm coming. We need to be quick to say, this is more important than whatever I'm doing, and I need to run and come to him and talk with him. That needs to be our response. Happily responding, Lord, I'm coming. Not hesitating, even if we failed, even if we've fallen short, or even if we missed up, that when the Lord calls us to come and dine, we need to quickly say, Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming. Now, I realize sometimes we hesitate in responding to the Lord when he calls us because sometimes we have done things or thinking things that we know really that we shouldn't be there. But, you know, responding to the Lord, no matter where we are in our spiritual walk, is always a good decision. Isaiah 1, I love these verses here, 18 to 20. Sometimes we're afraid to come before the Lord, but listen to what he says. He says, come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. If you will only obey me, you will have plenty to eat. But if you turn away and refuse to listen, you'll be devoured by the sword of your enemies. I, the Lord, have spoken. I love this verse because it's telling us that even if we mess up, even if we've done some things that are terrible, even if our sins are so red that we're ashamed of all those things, he says, come, I want to talk to you. I want to take care of those sins, and I want to wipe those sins away and cleanse you afresh and anew. That when I look at you again, it's like you're white as snow. That's what he does. So when you hear or sense that God is calling you to come and dine, come quickly. Because only good things happen when we respond to him. If we need forgiveness, there's forgiveness there. If we need encouragement or comfort, there's encouragement there. There's comfort there. If we need direction or guidance, well, there's direction, there's counsel, there's guidance. If we need healing or deliverance, that's available too. So the Lord prepares a table for you that will nourish you and strengthen you. He prepares a table where we can talk and reason together. He even prepares a table in the presence of our enemies. So when things are like really, really bad, come and dine. I have a table prepared for you. Now, as we look at that response, there's also caution that I hope you kind of caught there as well. You don't want to reject the invitation. See, if we keep rejecting that invitation to come and dine, Bible says things are not going to turn out so well for you. Bible says God desires no one to perish. God desires even the wicked not to perish, but desires that all would come to him and that they would receive forgiveness. We need to guard ourselves that we don't get a hard heart that refuses to respond to God's invitation. Because God gives us lots of invitations. He's a merciful God. He's a compassionate God. He keeps throwing those invitations out that we might respond to him. Often we can make excuses and, you know, we come up with all kinds of them. And sometimes we think our excuses are so good that obviously God will understand. And so we don't spend that time with him. Listen to the story that Jesus gave about that. Luke chapter 14, 16 to 20. Jesus replied with this story. A man prepared a great feast and sent out many invitations. And when the banquet was ready, he sent his servant to tell the guests, come, the banquet is ready. But they all began making excuses. He said, I've just bought a field and must inspect it. Please excuse me. Another said, I've just bought 5 pairs of oxen, and I want to try them out. Please excuse me. Another said, I just got married, so I can't come. See, there are many things in life that we can start prioritizing over responding to God's invitation. And we sometimes think, you know, those excuses are valid, that God understands. Friends, we need to remember who we're serving. We're serving the King of Kings. And if a king comes and he invites you to a banquet and you don't show up, that is a huge insult. We need to remember those kinds of things. No excuse is accepted when the king calls you to respond to an invitation. So there's a word of caution that comes here. Because the God of the universe is calling you to come and dine. There may be times when he gives that call that you might think are inconvenient. There is no inconvenience with God. When he calls, you respond and say, Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming. So the proper response to God's invitation is to come. And say, Lord, I'm coming. To kind of drop the things that you're doing and I'm running to him to hear what he has to say. Because oftentimes, the very thing that you're so caught up into, God might have the answer. What you're worried about and what you're struggling with, come to him. It's always for your benefit. Come, reason together. Tell him of your cares and receive his counsel, his direction, and his comfort. The invitation is, come. Come. That's how we need to respond, with a yes. I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming, Lord. Which leads us to our last point here of the experience of coming to the Lord. So thirdly, in responding to the invitation to come and dine, you're going to find it to be encouraging and a welcoming experience. An experience that will definitely be to your advantage. The familiar passage in the Gospel of Matthew shows us that Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28, 30, he says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." When you respond to the invitation to come and dine, you will find it to be a most pleasant experience. You will find rest and peace. You will find burdens lifted. You will find new strength. You will find communion with God. You will find counsel and teaching and guidance. As one talks with God, you will find compassion, forgiveness, hope, healing. You'll find a God that is caring and loving. Responding to those times with God, you will experience the goodness of God. That's another lovely psalm that we sometimes sing here. Goodness of God. And it's so very true. There's so much goodness that he offers us. Make room for him. Make time for him. Respond to his invitation, because there's so much more that you will experience throughout your life when you say yes to God. A special closeness with God. To experience a dining with God. As we go back to this text in John 21, we see how this experience really works out in the life of the Apostle Peter as he responded to an invitation to come and dine. And if we know the story of Peter, we, of course, recognize that Peter had made some major mistakes in his life. He thought he was strong enough, but soon found out that he wasn't. He couldn't stay awake when Jesus was needing them to pray. He fell asleep. He just couldn't keep his eyes open. And when Jesus told him that, you know, "You will deny me, Lord, I will never deny you." And yet we hear this story where three times he denied his Lord Jesus. And even after seeing Jesus alive, we see Peter still struggling with his faith, because he goes back to what he used to do. He goes back to fishing. Sometimes that's what Christians do. Sometimes they reach that place that they're not where they should be with God. They're usually blaming God or blaming somebody, and they go back to what they used to do. You don't go back, friends. You always go forward. But something wonderful happened when Jesus gave an invitation to Peter to come and dine. We read that part of the story, verses 15 and 17 of John 21. And after breakfast, again, take that opportunity where, you know, it's kind of relaxing atmosphere where Jesus could talk to them all. He takes the opportunity. "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied. "You know I love you." "Then feed my lambs." Then Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said. "You know I love you." "Take care of my sheep." A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." See, this is a beautiful story that shows us how beneficial it is to respond to the invitations by God. The Apostle Peter was feeling like a failure, because he denied his Lord. He even felt that he was no longer worthy to be called even a disciple. And that was a very real struggle of faith that he had. You'll remember that as Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to the women, that he said, "Go and tell the disciples and Peter." So obviously Peter was really struggling in that whole area. So during a meal, during a response to come and dine, Jesus took the opportunity to speak where Peter was hurting most. That was really his denial. The Bible says that Peter wept bitterly when he realized that he failed the test and denied his Lord. He was repentant of this. He wept, he cried over it. But he was still struggling, even after repentance, and even after being with the disciples again. So Jesus, taking the opportunity of a non-threatening meal, renewed Peter's calling, asking three times whether Peter loved Jesus. And Peter responded, yes, three times. And as he responded, Jesus said, then feed my lambs. What was Jesus doing? Well, he was counteracting that denial of three times to allow Peter to make a profession three times that he loved his God. Jesus also used the opportunity to remind him, you have a calling in your life, and you need to keep doing it. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. And Peter did that. That new profession of love for Jesus set Peter free. And he never again really doubted his calling or went back to fishing. That response to come and dine changed his life. And friends, that can happen for you and I as well. That even if we're struggling with some area in our life or some failure in our life, maybe we've even walked away from the Lord for a while, or maybe we're in that place, I don't even know if I'm even a Christian anymore. Would Jesus even accept me? Well, he's calling. He's calling out to you. Come and dine. Come and dine. I have a table prepared for you. A table that will encourage you, a table that will strengthen you, a table that will renew your calling, a table where you'll find forgiveness and hope and peace, where you experience his passion and his love again. Jesus wants to take our weariness, our confusion, our failures, and speak loving words of comfort and strength and restoration to us. Friends, there's a wonderful experience awaiting you as you respond to the call and prompting of God in your life. It'll be a pleasant experience. You don't have to be scared of it. It'll be a welcome experience, a forgiving experience, a renewal of faith and calling. So I encourage you, respond. Respond. Because it'll be exactly what you need to feel, exactly what you need to hear, exactly what you need to experience as you respond. As we close here, I hope I've communicated this, that the Lord is desiring fellowship with us, more fellowship. Wherever we are in our fellowship with God right now, God is saying, I want more. I want to have a closer relationship with you than I've ever had before. I want to bring you into new heights and depths in me. But you need to respond and come. Come and dine, Master calls. I have a table prepared for you.